Time for Hiding with Biden.
Hiding with Biden.
Come on, man. Give me a little break here.
I hate that
pick. Yay. Well,
I hate it.
The first thing that we're going to start out with here is not really so much a source as it is just an opinion that I happen to agree with 1,000%, and those of you out there in the kingdom of Clankdom have probably already read it. COVID is the new 9/11.
Yep.
Governments love to use suffering to gain power. After the attacks of 9/11-2001, the U.S. government gleefully embarked on a mission of using fear and anger of the public to broaden its power. War powers delegated to Congress were devolved to the U.S. president. The Patriot Act was passed and several wars were launched, neither of which had anything to do with catching Osama bin Laden, who was, of course, in Pakistan not long after. Fast forward to 2020 and 2021. The same old tired shtick is happening again because of the Yahoo created in the country of unknown origin. Governments are once again capitalizing on fear and anger to try to cajole citizens into giving them the power to nationalize private property, spy on citizens, prevent private enterprise, and further regulate travel and commerce, none of which even pertains to epidemiology or medical science.
Absolutely correct.
Indeed, now that COVID is endemic, much like the Islamic terrorism, it is the only sane response is the one least offered as a solution. Deal with it. And go about business as normal.
God.
In both cases, with 9/11 and with Yahoo, the unwilling, or rather the free-thinking, are decried. Before, they were unpatriotic. Now the president of the USA himself complains about them, insinuating they are rubes and making problems. In both cases, we have been strung along with claims that if we just be patient and cooperative, we can have our freedom back someday.
Never.
This momentous restoration of basic human rights has so far not been recognized in most nations, dishonestly peddling the notion. If Osama bin Laden truly wanted the West to fall because he hated our freedom, he was the victor. Will China be victorious in transforming Western civilization into a perverted knockoff of its own authoritarianism and degeneracy? Only time will tell.
Only time will tell. Absolutely correct. Absolutely correct.
Hats off to Charles Warwick. The kingdom of Clankdom.
I mean, I talked about the same thing when I talked about the red wave.
Yep.
What is the red tide or whatever they call it in China went from like 64 to 75.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're doing that here.
Yep. It's all the same shit. Different day, bigger pile, smaller shovel.
Absolutely correct.
Oh, here we go. All right, we're going to have to be very careful about how we discuss this, but we're not actually talking about medicine.
Nope.
Okay, we are not talking about medical information. This is specifically to do with government. Well, remember that, YouTube.
We're talking about back talk.
Yes.
Or double talk. Double speak.
Double entendres.
Yeah. Forked tongue speaking.
This didn't age well. CDC chief says there will be no forced federal poke mandates. This was just 41 days ago.
Wow.
July 30th. Wow.
Uh-huh.
Real nice, huh?
This is going to speed up more and more.
Yep.
Until it just gets to the point where people are like, this is insane.
Yep.
It's gone off the rails. It's time to like do something.
And of course, this is in response to this. 100 million Americans affected, Biden to mandate all employers with over 100 workers to require the jab or weekly tests.
All right, I'm going to be honest. You don't have that kind of power.
Nope.
This requires a law to go through the whole system.
Yep.
He doesn't have the power to make edicts. Neither do governors.
Nope. And just like with the CDC before it, which, by the way, that was smacked down by SCOTUS and said that it was completely unconstitutional to imbue a bureau with powers that it did not previously have.
Correct.
He's trying to use OSHA to circumvent the Constitution this time. This will be his third Supreme Court slapdown.
Yeah.
When this dies.
Correct.
Because the eviction moratorium and the Remain in Mexico policy and now this.
Uh-huh.
I haven't seen a president attempt to wipe his ass with the Constitution so many times.
Are you familiar? I mean, he just did the executive order stopping the importing of ammo from Russia.
Yeah.
Now, I'm expecting Texas, Florida, Louisiana to be the first to come on board and just say, "F*** you, we're importing whatever the f*** we want."
Yep.
Suck my
Suck it and swallow.
I mean, we're already having shortages all over the country.
Yep.
And sooner or later,
some of those are artificial.
Well, you're going to see the red states take steps to unf*** these shortages.
Yep.
And then you're going to see a great disparage between the red states and the blue states.
We've got...
Unfortunately, you and I are in a blue state.
Yeah. We've got over 20 states, though, who are saying, screw you.
23.
We're not dealing with this
Mm-hmm.
It's absolutely ridiculous.
23.
Yep.
Magic and, numbers 36 to 38.
But... there we go.
Nice. I like it.
I mean, don't take our word for it. Just if you want to know what kind of hypocrisy is being exercised here, just listen to the man himself and his henchmen.
I don't think it should be mandatory. I wouldn't demand to be mandatory, but I would do everything in my power. Just like I don't think masks have to be made mandatory nationwide.
Can we mandate vaccines across the country? No, that's not a role that the federal government, I think, even has the power to make.
We cannot require someone to be vaccinated. That's just not what we can do. It is a matter of privacy to know who is or who isn't.
No, definitely not. You don't want to mandate and try and force anyone to take a vaccine. We've never done that. We don't want to be mandating from the federal government to the general population. It would be unenforceable and not appropriate.
I agree with that statement. I agree with all those statements, yeah. Actually. So I have to ask.
What happened?
What happened exactly?
Well, how'd we get here?
I mean, come on! This is pathetic. And of course, Biden is like, oh, this isn't about freedom. Actually, no, I should do the correct voice here.
This isn't about freedom. They're all personal choice. This is, you know, about, you know, the thing.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Well, like, for instance, if this whole COOF shot thing was this important, they'd shut down the southern border and not let anyone in. Because they're not vaxxing any of those people.
No, in fact...
Congress is not being vaxxed.
They're giving them something else, and we're going to get to that later on New Tech.
Yeah. But the thing is Congress... And their families are not getting vaccinated?
Nope.
Okay. They're not having the post office get vaccinated?
Yeah.
I mean, this is bullshit.
Yeah, we got a whole bunch of sources about that. But I know that there's one question that's on everybody's mind. Just want to knock this out while it's up here on the screen. Here's what counts as a religious exemption under the vaccine mandate.
Sure.
And the funny thing is, when you read this, it doesn't really give you a whole lot of hope. So I'm just going to say here. So while federal workers will no longer be able to opt out of getting their dose of the poke in place of weekly or regular testing, there is a religious exemption built into the new mandate. In accordance with the Americans with Disabilities Act and Title 7 of the Civil Rights Act, the administration and companies must offer individuals who have disabilities and those with sincere religious beliefs that prevent them from getting a vaccine.
Okay.
So what counts as a sincerely held religious belief? Well, even if an individual is connected to a religious denomination that doesn't outright oppose or prohibit it, that person's individual beliefs can still be considered valid. So basically,
Valhalla!
It comes down to whether or not your boss is a dick. And he's going to ask you to really prove it.
It's hard to prove. It's hard to disprove, too.
Yes, exactly. It's just... It's stupid. If your boss is a leftoid, they're not going to care.
If there are embryo or abortion or fetal cells in that vax, a lot of people can say, no, I'm not doing that.
Yep.
I'm not participating in that crazy.
I
mean, we'll get into this further on. I just want to go off here. God damn it!
You all right there, bro? You all right?
Damn. Every time I come here, I need to drink when I leave.
Well, I mean, it's kind of why we do this.
Yeah, I know.
You like to drink.
Well, I like to drink.
And this is going to make you want to drink more because this isn't the first time that these, you know, exemptions have been made here. D.C. exempts lawmakers and government employees from the new mask order. This was July 23rd last year. So once it rules for thee, none for me. Members of Congress and staff exempt from Biden poke mandate. And you said the post office as well is included in that?
I saw some headlines. I didn't read the stories.
Oh, yeah. There's her $30,000 refrigerators or whatever the hell these are. I love it how every time her face is on the screen, you can't help yourself. You have to say that word.
I can't help it. I mean, that when I envision the face of a genuine cunt, that's the face I see.
But I got to ask.
That's the face I see.
If this is the best thing since sliced bread, wouldn't you want it for everyone around you?
Correct.
Yeah. And if you don't you think that would make people a little, what's that word? Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah, suspicious.
Might be about control, profit.
No.
Might not be about any of that other stuff that you claim it's about.
Well, one, if they can get a majority of the people to cow down and take the vax, then they're just going to use that to keep marching. It's called mission creep, and they're going to keep going until they get some serious resistance. And if they don't get that resistance, we will be a communist country inside of 10 years.
Sounds like fun.
Just so you know, you heard it here first.
Yeah. And this is probably even more damning than any of that. Pfizer does not mandate their own medicine
to their own employees. Get the hell out of it. That's such bullshit.
There's that word again, suspicious. It just keeps ringing in my head.
Yeah. I mean, if it was that good and effective and there's no danger, then everyone would have no problem taking it.
Yeah. But don't mind us, YouTube. I mean, we think that this is the greatest thing ever. I mean, this is double plus good.
Double plus. I like it. This is double plus good.
Because after all, large sibling is watching you.
Watch Grunspeak live Tuesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern and bring the strong stuff. Now is not the time for beer. That comes later.